News, I'm Rich Thomason. She's a queen of the swamp. That's how the Trump campaign describes Nikki Haley after Haley won the Republican primary in heavily Democrat Washington, D.C. She picks up 19 delegates for a total of 43. Former President Trump has 244 delegates heading into Super Tuesday. And it is still early, but recent polls give Mr. Trump a nice lead over President Biden if the election took place today.
Guy Benson reporting at townhall.com about the latest, most notable New York Times Siena College poll writes, quote, the data shows ahead by 5 points head-to-head, 48% to 43%, which aligns with an array of national and state-level polling, unquote. The New York Times poll is corroborated by a 2-point lead for Mr. Trump in a head-to-head race against Mr. Biden, as reported both by Fox News and the Wall Street Journal, with a wider margin by those two sources with third-party candidates in the race. Meanwhile, CBS News gives Mr. Trump a 4-point lead against Mr. Biden if the election were held today. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com today, Vice President Harris meets at the White House with Israeli War Cabinet member Benny Gantz.
An Israeli official says Gantz wants to strengthen ties with the U.S., bolster support for Israel's war, and push for the release of Israeli hostages. The meetings come days after dozens of Palestinians were killed as they tried to get food from an Israel-organized convoy. The U.S. began a series of airdrops of aid into Gaza on Saturday.
Correspondent Reuters says that Gantz is a political rival of Prime Minister Netanyahu. The Supreme Court could issue a decision today on former President Trump's bid to remain on the Colorado ballot. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 110. This is SRN News. What are the biggest problems facing America?
Abortion, racism, moral decay? No. The latest Gallup poll finds immigration is the biggest concern for most people far and away. Number two is the failures of government, and the economy places a distant third. Only 3% of respondents say they're concerned about the decline of religion, morality, and ethics in the U.S., and only 4% are worried about racial issues. Abortion didn't even make the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's attorney general has filed a lawsuit accusing Planned Parenthood of illegally taking minors into Kansas to obtain abortions without parental consent. The lawsuit filed by Republican Attorney General Andrew Bailey is based on a video from the conservative group Project Veritas. The video is of a conversation between Planned Parenthood employees and someone impersonating an individual seeking an abortion for a fictitious 13-year-old. This is SRN News. Major bank fraud case out of China.
The former chairman of the state-owned Bank of Beijing, now under investigation for corruption, Yang Binzhu, led the bank for years prior to his retirement in 2017 and is among several people being probed for, quote, violating discipline and the law in China. He's the latest to be investigated, all part of President Xi Jinping's anti-corruption campaign that many critics say has been used partly to remove his political rivals. Jason Walker reporting.
Strong winds have spread flames, prompting another round of evacuations while planes drop fire retardant over the northern Texas panhandle. Firefighters working to stop the largest wildfire in state history. As of yesterday afternoon, the blaze, dubbed the Smokehouse Creek Fire, was just 15% contained. More details at SRNnews.com.